This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. People around the country are streaming music more than ever. Ratings company Nielsen recently found that between 37 and 51% of music listeners are listening with streaming services like Spotify, Google Play, and Beats. And because of that trend, America's best-known popularity contest is changing the way it counts starting today. I'm talking about the Billboard 200. Sam Harnett looks into why they don't make the charts like they used to.
If you know this band, the album Leaf, it's probably not because you have its album. The band doesn't sell very many. But the album Leaf does get millions of plays on streaming services like Spotify. Richard Lang, a rep from their label, says Billboard's new formula could give bands like this more recognition.
We're going to have a kind of industry standard which reflects people's behavior a little bit more closely, how people are consuming music.
They're streaming it. The music industry made over a quarter of its revenue in the first half of the year from streaming audio. That statistic comes from the Recording Industry Association of America. Meanwhile, CD sales and downloads are falling. Paul Reznikoff runs the blog Digital Music News. He says Billboard's new metrics probably won't change the rankings too much.
Successful artists get traction across almost every platform.
Reznikoff says big names like Sam Smith and One Direction will still dominate the charts. They may stay there even longer when all the streaming and downloads are counted. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.